from the one. Nice start.
He's a professional.
I thought it was a guy on Big Bang Theory there for a second. From the renterswarehouse.com studios, the TomBarnardShow.com with
Catherine Brandt,
Andy Brandt Bernard,
Mike Rasmussen,
Rusty Gatenby.
Our Friday entertainment reporter has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. Friday. What do you think of that action?
Yeah.
We'll be back in 90 seconds. We're going to talk some entertainment with Rusty Gatenby right after this on the TomBernardShow.com.
Hi, Tom here from my friends at Renter's Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, or just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Forget the hassle of selling your home. Why risk getting less than your asking price? Find out what your home will rent for instead. Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home easy, fast, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. And for only $80 a month, their professional landlords will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renter's Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. There are no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now for a free rental price analysis to see what your home will rent for today. Call 952-470-8888. Again, 952-470-8888 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords.
This is Tom Bernard for Point Family Dentistry, serving Bloomington and the surrounding area since 1973. Do your gums bleed even after visiting the dentist? At Point Family Dentistry, healthy gums are a reality and their goal is zero bleeding. They individualize treatment for your specific needs. They use state-of-the-art technology to diagnose your risk and treat your infection based on science. Their cleaning appointments last an entire hour, while most insurance-driven practices allow only 40 minutes. They offer digital x-rays that significantly reduce your exposure to radiation, utilize state-of-the-art cone beam 3D dental imaging to diagnose complex problems and plan individualized dental implant placement. Point Family Dentistry also provides state-of-the-art treatment for TMJ and sleep apnea, cosmetic dentistry, and a wide array of dental whitening options. For all of your dental needs, pointfamilydentistry.com to set an appointment today. For a better pair of choppers, pointfamilydentistry.com.
We were talking about the trendy offices of ad agencies.
Yes.
You would have liked the offices at Ion Storm, which, where, you know, Doom? The old game. He went off and started his own company a while back called Ion Storm, and they had a 22,000 square foot penthouse suite for their office.
Nice.
With arcade machines, ping pong table, dormitory.
You taking notes, Tom? Get this thing fixed up here.
Telephone booths, widescreen TV, changing area, shower room.
Yeah, we're not going to have that. Hey, can we have a toilet that some guy didn't take a dump in every day at 2 o'clock?
I
can't breathe in
toilet.
There. Jesus Christ.
That didn't stop when Shelby left your show?
No!
That's what happens when you have your studio under a bridge.
I still haven't heard from Shelby when he's going to start his podcast.
Did he say the fall?
I know, he wants to do it in the fall. I think
that's a great idea.
Let's
take a little summer vacation. We're going to have about 5 weeks of summer this year.
Nice start, though, right?
So.
Except for tonight and tomorrow. And
is that right?
Is it going to rain?
Oh, it's rain tonight.
Thunderstorm.
I want rain.
I like thunderstorms, though.
My crops need rain.
Your crops? Well, that's right. You planted crops?
They're actually growing.
They are?
Hey, Rusty. Andy's crops are actually growing.
Wow.
What did you plant?
Beans, squash, carrots, watermelon.
Marijuana.
Catnip.
Yeah. Well, at least carrots will be a little bit of a challenge, but all the other stuff that you planted is pretty hardy, and you better get a trellis or it's going to take over your whole.
I fully expect the rabbits to eat everything.
They will definitely eat everything. You're growing rabbit food.
I would like to say that I've grown something once.
Is this a first?
I'm never going to have
first
children.
For you to have crops.
I've never tried.
Yeah, wow.
We just have a whole bunch of dead patches of grass in our backyard, so I dug them up and.
What the heck?
Now there's food there.
Yeah, when you leave those 8x4 sheets of plywood on your grass.
That would be Alex who did that.
She said it was you.
Alex just walked by, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, every Friday, Rusty Gatenby is going to join us to talk about some entertainment.
Sure.
Events.
Yes.
Everything.
Stuff.
Got it.
Is Stuff happening.
Yeah, in fact, I took one for the team. I went to my first ever midnight showing last night.
Of what?
Of the Tom Cruise movie. But the bigger crowd was there for this The Fault in Our Stars, this young adult romance. It's going to be this generation's The Notebook.
Oh, okay.
You know, the tearjerker, young love. But anyway, that's a recent development in the last couple of years where they release these big movies at midnight. And so I went going, who shows up for these things?
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Everybody.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
They do the same thing for big name video games, actually. People, like, the stores come to the GameStop at midnight and they have a release party.
Well,
it's like, why?
This other movie that was also opening at midnight, The Fault in Our Stars, again, it appeals to the younger teenager or whatever. A lot of moms and dads are dropping their kids off
at midnight
to go to the show. And then when I came out at 2 in the morning, there's a lineup of moms and dads waiting to pick their kids up on a Thursday.
I think I actually did that once.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I would do that. Not because I don't trust something's going to go wrong. It's just I don't want to get my ass up at 2 in the morning to go down and pick up my kid.
I think what it is you make an arrangement with the other parents.
Oh, so
like, I'll drop them off if you pick them up or something.
Man, 2 in the morning on a Thursday. And it was packed. There was a lot of kids. So this Tom Cruise movie, we all, I think, agree that Tom's kind of odd.
He's a very odd guy.
He's a very odd guy.
What are you talking about?
You haven't heard?
What do you mean?
Just Google his name once. See what comes up. But I still happen to be a fan of him as an actor. And he's had a few dogs. But the last Mission Impossible movie I thought was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Did you see that one?
I did.
Where he actually goes out on that cord on the tallest building in the world.
Yeah.
And that's actually him running alongside.
Burj Khalifa.
I thought he was great in that. And this one, he's great as well. This is a good movie. Yeah. The reviews are coming in, and they're all quite strong. And I went in there with my arms crossed going, okay, how good is this thing?
But
it's good.
Does he actually act, or is he just being Tom Cruise?
He is an actor. He has he's taken roles where he's been an actor. Remember him in an unbilled cameo in the Ben Stiller movie Tropic Thunder, and
the
pudgy bald haired guy.
He
disappeared in that part, and he was fantastic.
Okay.
In this one, he starts off as a mild mannered guy who does not want to go to war, who fights to avoid this futuristic war that's happening. So his character does change, and by the end of the movie, if you haven't heard, it's kind of a Groundhog's Day, where this alien species, they can freeze time and go backwards again,
right.
So they know what you're about to do, so they're always going to beat you in battle. Well, somehow, one of the king bees, whatever, blood gets into Tom. I'm not giving away anything here. This is the premise of the movie. So now he's able to go back in time like Bill Murray did.
Oh, okay.
Remember how Bill Murray taught himself to play the piano?
Right.
Which I like Groundhog's Day. I thought that was a
good movie.
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
This is that same idea, but with war. So by the end of it, he's this mean motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it works.
See, last thing I think I saw him in, which is a long time ago, was that horrible samurai thing.
Oh,
yeah.
He sucked so bad in
that. Okay. He does have sucky moves.
Oh, yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
The worst.
He has had a few turkeys.
I was like, what is this?
But again, Mission Impossible, the last one especially, was very good. Oblivion, I thought, was pretty good. Not many people saw that one.
I didn't know that. What is that?
That came out, I think, a year and a half ago. It's another sci-fi, but it's well shot, it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, and he's good in that one. And in that one, it involves clones. There ends up being many Tom Cruises. He's on a sci-fi kick, but, you know, when your religion is written by a sci-fi author,
good
go figure.
There you
it's
go.
In his comfort zone to do sci-fi, right. I guess, these days. But the rumor is it's going to make, or the experts are saying, it's a $175 million budget.
Holy God.
It's a big budget movie. They say it's on track to make about $30 million this weekend, which they said is okay because the overseas money is going to add in, and they say it will eventually be one of the bigger hits of the summer. Now, the same math applies to this The Fault in Our Stars, this movie with Shailene Woodley, this young up-and-coming actress who is in Divergent, that
Yes.
Young, we saw Divergent, didn't we?
We saw that.
It's, yeah, where she ends up being the warrior or whatever. There's a faction of families, and you choose which you're going to be, and she chooses to be a Divergent.
Right.
Yeah, and ends
right.
up having... She's going to be a strong actress. She's already got that
now
hit.
That you describe it, I have no recollection of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no recollection.
Never mind.
A lot of people were comparing it to the Hunger Games. You know, that same kind of young heroine and defiance and all this. Okay. This is not a sci-fi. This is two young teenagers who meet in cancer group therapy. They're both dealing with cancer, and they both don't have good outlooks as far as having... They're dying.
Okay.
But they fall in love. But it's not... Is yeah,
they don't have good outlooks. They're dying.
They're dying. Well, we're all dying. What do you think about it? Their end game is sooner than others, but it is funny and it is believable. And again, the last night, I know my 15-year-old daughter wants to see it, and I can just imagine her going, "Now let's see it again. Now let's see it again. Now let's see it again."
Yeah.
So it's going to be a huge hit. They say that one is going to make about 30 to 40 million this weekend as well. But that movie was made for $12 million. So the profit,
$12 million, that's like basically no budget for a movie.
Yeah,
that's
great. And they're gonna
Divergent.
The Fault in Our Stars.
Sorry. I'm obsessed with that girl, Shailene Woodley. She makes her own toothpaste.
You're
out of clay and stuff. I'm like, I want to be you.
That's great.
I'm
when
out.
I grow up.
I will not be seeing that one.
In real life.
That's what I'm saying. I'm out.
Why?
Anyone who makes her own toothpaste.
I want to make my own toothpaste.
There's a reason they have toothpaste.
Oh, Dan has ruined you.
Dan? No.
As soon as you met
this
him,
is not Dan at all.
Mike's twin brother.
No, it's not Dan at all.
And
Dan
by the
uses
way,
Sensodyne.
When you change your name after the wedding.
Yeah.
I am going to pronounce it Alex Rasmussen.
Yeah, you should. I will. That's how I'm going to introduce myself to people.
Yep. Had you read the book, The Fault in Our Stars?
No,
you aware
it's
of
on
it?
My list.
Yeah, because it's a popular book.
Yes,
and I was
is.
Saying last night at the midnight screening, lots of young ladies crowding the lobby. When I saw the screening, they're about... halfway mark, there's some sniffles. About the three-quarter marks, there's like people crying all around you.
Yeah. Because it's about a girl with cancer.
Yeah.
But again, like you're going to cry.
There's lots of laughs in it, and is a believable couple. It's one of the best romantic movies you can see right now. Yeah, and in a long time. It will be this generation's The Notebook, or back when I was a kid, The Love Story.
Love Story, absolutely.
That became the breakaway romantic. There you go. It's that same kind of, but it works. They did it right, and it's very good, so... Go see that one. I want to give a plug out, if I can, to a Minnesota actor. Look at this guy. He's from Schaefer, Minnesota. He went to Chisago High School. Brett Rickaby has a part in the Seth MacFarlane cowboy comedy.
Really?
Oh, damn it. I wanted to see this guy in a movie.
You don't have no idea.
You don't see that one.
I have no idea.
I hate Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane. A Million Ways to Die in the West.
It's ringing. Is he the one that's like, that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
Right?
He's the one who's annoying to look at.
The curly hair, and he's always like...
He looks like Peter Brady, I think. He looks like Peter Brady to me.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Like a chubby version of Peter Brady?
Peter Brady. Know. Let's see here.
Anyway,
he does, actually.
There's actually...
I Google Peter Brady, and one of the results is Seth MacFarlane.
See?
So there you go.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, there you have.
Well, Google, when you're at home, Google Brett Rickaby and give him some love, because he went to Chisago High School, and he's from Schaefer, and he's in a movie.
Good for him.
I ran this by Catherine last night, and I assume you've heard this story. Alex, you're going to love this story.
Oh, no.
About the Japanese couple in the movie Frozen. Do you know that story?
No. In the movie Frozen.
Oh, my God.
No.
I finally saw that movie the other day.
When?
I just rented it. What I
never seen
maybe
it
on Tuesday.
So
Tuesday.
Good.
So Alex
let
loves.
It go.
Yeah, let it go. Alex loves the movie.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In
it.
Japan,
I feel like I am one of them.
You're the Snow Queen.
A Frozen.
You're the Snow Queen. So in Japan, this young woman loves the movie Frozen. She's seen it 5 times or whatever.
Yeah.
She says to her husband, "I want you to watch Frozen.
Yeah.
Okay, with me." And he says, okay. So they watch Frozen. After the movie, she's all excited, and she says to her husband, "What did you think?" And he said, "It was okay."
She divorced
him.
Yeah.
She divorced him because he said Frozen was just okay.
Wow. Served with papers the same day.
She dumps the guy.
Well, sounds like
she might looking for a door.
Yeah, or she's got a little obsessive compulsive disorder that's gone too far. Yeah.
I told Dan we watched Up on our third date, and I had seen it like 27 times, mm-hmm. and he hadn't seen it, and I was like, listen, this is a make or break thing. If you don't like it, this cannot continue.
You'd better lie to me.
It's like the movie Diner, where she has to meet so many things.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, I did go with the Phil from Modern Family for the Japanese woman. Why do you like a movie so much you can't even pronounce? But remember the very first episode of Modern Family?
Oh, Lily. Oh, yeah.
Lily? Why would you name your daughter something she won't be able to pronounce?
That show cracks
one of my best friends in the world created that show. My college roommate created Modern Family.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Steve Levitan. Yeah, he's going to be on
Steve
my
Levitan.
Show.
Yeah,
he's going to be on our little podcast coming up. But yeah, nice. I was at his wedding. He's been to both of my weddings. we're good friends. He's one of the first people who calls when stuff's going on.
Oh,
well, that's
very
good.
Very talented guy.
Oh yeah, yes. I mean it's a great show.
Yeah,
it's a hilarious.
I think that Phil character. So obviously he created this Phil character.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
One of the best characters in the history of television.
Yeah.
I love that character. I never get sick of his bullshit.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah, I really like his character.
And all the characters, some shows you don't like any of the characters, but all of them seem to entertain during the episodes. Or is there one you don't like?
Sophia Vergara.
I get a little sick of Sophia with her yelling.
She's very one-dimensional.
Yeah, she's very
you've
one-dimensional.
Got boobs
she has at least
yell.
Two dimensions that I see.
Yeah, she has huge dimensions.
Are we at 17 right now?
1647,
okay,
so
we got to take a break.
Let's take
for just
break.
90 seconds more with Rusty Gateman. We're going to talk all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
We've already talked movies, all kinds of entertainment news. Alex actually showed up for work today. I almost fainted.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm late.
You're not late.
I was.
Actually, technically, you weren't. We start at 1:30 on Fridays. We just started early.
I thought we started at 1.
See, this tell her our secret to get her on time.
No.
God.
No, listen.
People.
Here is the reason, and then we can go to break. I had a wedding dress fitting, my third of the exact same one. Yeah. They just, like, refused to actually do any of it. And so I had
a T-shirt. Jesus Christ.
So I had my wedding dress fitting scheduled for noon. I show up a little early, and then she was like, what? You're here. You're not. Why are you here? And I was like, because I have a fitting at noon, because this is an impromptu one that I have to do, because the old seamstress is gone, and the new seamstress, and she doesn't know what we're doing, and blah, 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 blah. And so she sends me to Caribou with $10, and she's like, come back. I'll come get you when we're ready for you. And so she comes and gets me at 12:30.
That's late.
And then I try on my wedding dress, and then another woman comes in when I'm trying on my dress, and she's like, sorry, I scheduled too many people, and blah, 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 and she's like waiting there. So that's why I'm late.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Incompetence.
We'll be back in 90 seconds from the renterswarehouse.com studios, the TomBernardShow.com. To all the podcast listeners out there, I want to talk for a minute about loyalty. Your support and loyalty have helped to grow this podcast from a dream to reality. Do you know we get over 200,000 downloads a month now? As you know, Walzer came on board as a supporter this year because they believed in the vision as well. They're smart enough to recognize a great opportunity to reach a loyal audience. Listen, I know you don't buy a car very often. All I ask is when the time comes and you're in the market, give them a shot. Their prices are so good, they put them online. You also get free warranty for life on all new cars and most used. They even have a 3-day return and a 30-day exchange policy. These guys have become good friends, and even though we run different businesses, the basic principle is the same. Respect your listeners and your customers, and they will repay you with the greatest compliment, and that is loyalty. Walzer, just give them a shot. Tommy Mischke and Tom Bernard from Midwest Fence. Todd's in studio. You gave him a call, said, come on down.
Good to have a guy from Midwest Fence here. I did ads for Midwest Fence for years.
They put in a fence for me out at the farm, Mile of Fencing. I've known the company for a long, long time. That fence looks today like it did the day they installed. About that same time they put that fence in, I did a commercial for a new product called Trex. You've heard of it.
Trex Fencing at a Midwest Fence. They're exclusive dealers of this fencing. The most durable fence out there. Isn't that right, Todd?
Absolutely. It tested up to 130-mile wind speed. Yeah.
So it's still sitting there after an F2 comes by.
Only fence standing.
Yeah.
Did you say FU or F2?
Someone says FU, that thing's still standing.
It's still standing.
It's still there. Tough son of a bitch. That's Trex Fencing. Midwest Fence, serving the metro and beyond. See us online at MidwestFence.com. That's MidwestFence.com for $250 off any fence project.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Mischke will be talking about Tommy. Yeah, Tommy uploads his new episode, The Mischke Road Show, on Sunday night. So first thing Monday morning, Sunday night late, Monday morning.
And speaking of morning, Mischke. I don't think this 11 thing is going to be working out for me.
Oh, geez.
What 11
Here
thing?
We go.
Trying to go to sleep at 11.
Why not?
PM?
Yeah. The brain's just not having any
just
of it.
Just keep doing it.
No, I mean, like, I literally wake up about 10 times a night now.
Do you?
Yeah, but well, until you get used to it that's
so if I have another midnight screening, I should call you.
Call Andy.
Yeah, I'm thinking of just pushing it ahead to midnight, because that's a reasonable time to go to sleep.
Okay.
I go to sleep at midnight all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
Before we get back to more entertainment news.
Yes.
We have to have an agreement.
No.
Of?
An argument?
For the wedding.
Oh, no. What is it?
We're not doing any of this, and who gives away this woman, are we?
Absolutely not.
Thank God.
You both are walking me down the aisle.
I'm telling you flat out, I'm not saying I'm giving you to anybody. I'm not saying that.
I know. I'm telling everyone. I'm like, my mom and dad are walking me down the aisle. They're not giving me away. There's this
hiccup.
At least open it up for bidding. You're not going to give her away.
No. Yeah, I want to go.
We're going to do, there are a couple things that I'm telling the pastor. Like, here's, you got to change the wording a little bit. So they're going to say, who presents this woman to marry this man? And you guys are going to say, we do, instead of who gives
Renter's this Renter's Warehouse.
No. Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse.
That's like the feminist version of who gives away this man.
We don't have to do that.
Who presents this man?
I think that means he doesn't have to say anything at all.
All you have to say is, we do, with mom.
I don't really want to do that.
No. Get over yourself.
No, it's not getting over myself. I don't present my daughter. I don't give away my daughter. I don't do any of that shit.
Cut it out.
We'll figure out a good way to word it. It's true. Anyway.
What a great beard.
And also, there is going to be no, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Husband and wife.
Husband and wife.
Where you get married?
Great question.
Okay, well, now, wait a minute. The reason I bring it up is Doug Sprinthal wants you to talk to him.
Why?
Because he just performed at a wedding last week in Woodbury, which is, you know, a little, but it's
close. Far away.
Yeah, but it's right by the World History
Woodbury
Center.
Woodbury is not right by anything.
Every song in the wedding was a Beatles song.
Ah, smart.
So Doug wants you to talk to him because they play a lot of
weddings.
And then also, the most irritating of all things, I got a wedding invitation. And it was addressed to, even though obviously we're not married yet, but the person who...
Mr. and Mrs. Dan Rasmussen.
Yeah.
You were happy about that, Dan?
Started on fire.
You're going to be...
I was like, is Dan Rasmussen?
My name is Alex. FYI, I will never be Mrs. Dan Rasmussen. I love
weird,
the last
like,
name
what
Rasmussen.
Does that even mean?
I'm taking like the last Rasmussen. Name Rasmussen. I don't really want to change my last name, but I kind of have to.
That's got to be mine.
And yeah, but Mrs. Dan Rasmussen.
Dan's calling.
No.
Yeah.
No. I love Dan Rasmussen more than words can say, but that's not.
Well, I don't
name.
Think I've ever heard anyone use that terminology since like the.
It's 40s. Like the,
Mike. Yeah. Throttle can't find a place to park.
Surprise.
He said he can't figure out where to park. Wait a minute. I got a bunch of quarters in my pocket.
I'll guide him in.
Yeah, if you could bring him.
Wrangle.
Whoa, bite.
Does he get out very often? Does he go places?
You can speak any English.
Let's see.
That should be enough quarters.
What do you mean he can't figure out where to park?
Well, he said the lot's full.
Wow.
It wasn't when I got here. There were a bunch of spots, which I was surprised by because it's
Throttle
usually
Throttle. You ever met Throttle?
No.
It's going
to be so great because he never talks on the show.
No.
Never.
Never gets
he
no.
He just plays sound effects. And once in a while.
He'll be like, yep.
He's such a good guy.
Is he allowed on the podcast? Have you? cleared this with management.
Yeah, I told them to go fuck themselves if they didn't like it. No.
He's such a tough guy.
It's going to promote the morning show.
Well, he's technically not on air talent either, so he's probably not contracted.
I think when I go on the morning show and beat the shit out of the ownership, they're not really going to care if I have somebody on the show.
Okay.
Okay, so is that everything?
Those are the wedding things that I am like, no.
Can I just do this? Who presents this woman to be married to this man? Yeah. I just go, yeah.
How would you like? You are going to turn her wedding into everything's about you.
Yeah.
No, that's what you're planning on doing.
We expected that.
Yeah, we should just have something that he can, you know, screw up.
Well, we're already going to have to give him Quaaludes.
No, Xanax.
So he's not breaking down every 5 seconds.
You see Lawrence Taylor at his daughter's wedding. They had to, like, walk him over and sit him down. He was sobbing so hard he couldn't breathe.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's what I said. I was like,
oh, I'm going to cry. I know I'm going to cry.
I'm going to be a puddle of sadness the whole time.
At your own wedding.
I cry at weddings
sadness.
All the time.
Tears, not sadness.
That's nice.
That's terrible.
Oh, my God, am I sad? tremendously sad.
Tears, because I'm a
weddings
happy
make
crier.
Me cry.
I'm a happy crier, cry. And I think it's just going to be a big mess. I'm going to be so red and splotchy.
And then once I start crying, it's...
And then you'll cry, and I'll cry, and I'll cry, because you're crying, and Dad will cry, and Andy will just be sobbing.
I got choked up at my wedding, but I really cried during the divorce.
That really got to me. That hurt hard.
That was a bad one, yeah.
The Rusty Gatenby Review video podcast on the Tom Bernard Network. The Rusty Gatenby Review is the entertaining show about entertainment. Rusty Gatenby will give you his opinion about upcoming movies, restaurants, music, and events. We'll also feature in-studio guests. The Rusty Gatenby Review. Find it at therustygatenbyreview.com. That's therustygatenbyreview.com on YouTube or on the Tom Bernard Network page. It's so weird while I was reading that. I just flashed back to the time I ran into you at Lake Calhoun because of her.
What was going on?
It was like a cancer fundraiser.
Yeah, the walk.
Remember we went to the walk? We saw
and that
Rusty.
Was kind of a chilly day, if I remember right, wasn't it?
It was like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
It was probably about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird. Day. It's weird in life because, like, we ran into you there and you were nice enough that, you know, you said hello to me when you were on mic and all that stuff. And then you figure a few years later, you end up working again.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out great, but it's just so you can't
how the world
you know
works.
It was weird. T.D. Mischke is actually on our episode this week. He had never been to Wayzata. Grew up in St. Paul. Had
what
never
do you
been.
Mean he'd never it's been honey. To Wayzata?
He claimed honey. He had never been to Lake Minnetonka or Wayzata.
I'm surprised he's been him. Across the river.
Yeah.
Because some St. Paulites will not cross the river. They won't do it.
He was fantastic. It's a fantastic show if you listen to it. But he spends the hour with us. But yeah, he's 51 years old. He said he had never been to Wayzata.
Huh. Wayzata is so sweet. I love Wayzata.
Thank you. That's right.
Downtown area.
Yeah, that's right.
So apparently Bill's not actually here.
Unlimited street parking. The lot is not full. So I'm assuming he might. Does he know?
He might be going to First Avenue.
Yeah, he might have gone to First
People
Avenue.
Do that.
Did you? Sometimes people go to First Avenue.
Look at the message
street,
if you would. And,
because some people.
Well, I thought he'd been here before.
You know, the building was featured on NBC last night on The Last Comic Standing.
The historic Itasca.
Oh, I was on, actually. My back was.
Your back was?
So I have a TV credit now, so no big deal. I was eating a grilled cheese.
Oh, which, by the way, I actually get residuals from Modern Family. I was the voice of a pilot for the Hawaii episode.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the other. The other day, I got a check for, it's down to like $138 now, but the original payday was, you know.
Well, as Dave Coulier said when he was on the show, because a Full House is running 24 hours a day in about 140 markets, he gets enough where he can buy a new T-shirt every week.
Yeah. Oh, a new T-shirt.
Woo! Hey, long sleeve, though.
Yeah.
It was long
rolling
sleeve.
Into.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, residuals, God, that was a fun world.
Well, and my buddy Levitan, he gets residuals because he wrote for Wings and he wrote for Frasier. So, yeah, he'll go out to the mailbox and open up and go, oh, here's $80,000.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, where did this come from?
Wow.
And that's just his play money. And I'm like,
Well, I know. Well, we knew a guy who knows one of the Eagles. I guess it's not necessarily which one of the Eagles it is.
He
said on a daily basis, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars every day in the mailbox.
Yeah.
I want to find hundreds of thousands of dollars in my mailbox.
Write a great song.
I've written
TV or one of the Eagles songs.
Plenty of songs.
Yeah, yeah. Steve, you mentioned the Eagles. This beach house that he got, he would rent it out to people like Mike Myers from Saturday Night Live. Right. But one of them was Don Henley, and he's a huge Steve's a huge Eagles fan.
Uh-huh. Not anymore after he met Don.
I guess they did all right. He didn't want to intrude. He was going to leave him alone. You know, he's renting the place. You know, give him his space. But Don called then one day to say, "Hey, I'm having a problem with the cooker, the grill, getting it started." And Steve's like, "I'll be right there." And brought his guitar along.
He brought his guitar. I haven't had my guitar with me.
Yeah. He said it was great. They ended up, stayed for dinner, and they played some songs. He said it was surreal to be playing an Eagles song while Don Henley is singing it to you.
Yeah.
He
said I suppose.
So it was great. But he rented it out to Melissa Etheridge. Somebody trashed it, though, and he stopped doing it. Stopped renting
somebody
it.
Somebody trashed it?
Somebody, one of these celebrities.
They won't say who it was.
It may have been. I don't know. One of the celebrities did not behave well in his house.
Was it a Kardashian?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Ooh. You know, we were at the mall yesterday for the young.
Oh, there was there.
Yeah, I know. Those, the babies.
I know.
They were there?
One of them just bought a $1.6 million condo, and she's like, what, 15?
Kylie and Kendall Jenner were at the Mall of America yesterday.
Yeah, they're like 14 and 17 or something.
We brought our camera along. We're going to have some of that on our review show that'll tape this weekend with Jason DeRusha is going to come in.
Jason is. He's a fucking fruitcake.
Is he? I'll tell him he's not alone.
Actually, he's a good guy. He is a good guy.
He's part of the,
we've had him on.
Yeah.
So we taped some of that footage. There is an intense group of young gals who wanted their book signing, but I think they didn't get as many as they were hoping. Because in 1 hour, it was empty and they were gone.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of like, awkward. Yeah.
That is awkward.
They turned down all the interviews.
Do they have, like, hair tips and stuff?
No. Like, I like Minnesota. Where's Prince? No.
Oh, God, that again.
they're pimping this science fiction book, which is a lot like Hunger Games. It's the story of two girls who, in the future, who take on some evil society.
What?
And the word is they have a ghost writer, so they really didn't like do a lot of the writing.
Is it called the Even Hungrier Games?
Yes, it is.
It's so much like the original.
The Starving Games.
Yeah, the Starving Games.
The I Could Eat Something.
So everyone who was
something a bit peckish
I could use
games.
A snack.
Everyone who was in line had to buy a book, and that's, you know, they were selling books. I wasn't going to go. Melinda Jacobs, my co-host, is like, you know, they do have a following, and they were on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. They were on Good Morning America. They were on Live.
Don't let anybody on those shows.
All right, I will go. And so we kind of shot it as kind of a train wreck kind of an idea.
Yeah.
They seem very nice, very, you know, attractive young teenagers. And we talked to some of the teenagers about, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you like these two people?
What'd they say?
Some were like, well, we like that they do stuff. They are designers and they're writers. They do stuff. I think they like them because they're attractive young girls. I don't know.
See, I don't see that family's attractive at the least.
Yeah.
It's the eyes. You look in the
Kendall
eyes.
Kendall and Kylie are pretty. Kendall and Kylie, because they haven't had any like crazy plastic surgery, as far as I can tell. Anyway,
has their mother hoarded them off yet, like they did Kim?
She would probably. She would and will.
Well, reason they canceled the local all interviews was because the one of them posed nude recently. Did you hear that?
Had a Givenchy, I think it was, ad that she was topless, but she was covering.
Doing like the Brooke Shields thing.
How old is she?
17.
Remember? Brooke Shields did that when she was like 15 for guest jeans or something.
Yeah, that caused a big stir.
Yeah.
You know, Rusty, explain that to me because you've been in the entertainment
long time.
Long, long time. So here's
a
woman.
Say long, long time.
Well, no,
You're very old, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. No, people come and go in that business quite a bit.
Yeah.
They do. Here's a woman whose husband helped somebody murder two people. And then she whores her daughter off on a sex tape, and everybody watches her.
I'm going to whore
Bella
off.
That?
I don't know. I haven't watched that much of it. There was a marathon of it on the other day. And
one episode?
Yeah.
That'd be a marathon.
It is. For me, it's like a train wreck. I'm like, this is so dysfunctional.
Alex watched it
annoying.
In the beginning.
I had a roommate that watched it, and so she'd have it on, and so I'd hang out with her and watch it, and it is
very surreal that they have become so famous.
Yeah, it's dumb and mindless, and
I don't know if, you know, back in the 40s and 50s, we had someone like that. Usually the celebrities were doing something.
Yeah.
Singing, performing.
Yep. Yeah.
Not just being like acting. Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
And
you're like, what did she ever actually do?
And the Kardashians,
nothing.
Yeah.
What about Lancelot Link?
Well, Paris Hilton got her start from
having
a
monkey?
Sex tape, too,
was,
right?
Yes, yep. He was a chimpanzee.
Paris,
he
had a Kim show. Kardashian used to be Paris Hilton's assistant.
Yeah.
Yes, I just found that out like days ago. Yeah, she used to be her assistant.
Photo
so Paris said if you want to be famous, you got to do a sex tape. It worked for both of them then.
That's my plan this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom,
sex
are you busy? Yeah, that'd be great. Sex tape.
Let's you get and I. That Let's get her done.
What show was that on where Ray J was talking to that woman? And she said, "Why? Well, I just want to be famous. I just want to be famous. I need to be famous." And Ray J says to her, "Well, are you saying you want to do a sex tape?" And she goes, "I don't know. Should I?"
Oh, boy.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that was a clip from The Soup. I don't know what show
oh,
that was.
Oh my God! Yeah. Disgusting pigs that you are.
Yeah,
I don't Ray J.
Ray J was a sex tape with Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
no, that was the guy.
Not that Ray J.
No, that was Ray. Or is it Ray J. Johnson or Ray?
Yeah, John is Johnson or
he
Jackson.
Doesn't have to call me Johnson or whatever the hell I want.
Ray J. Johnson, yep.
We will take a break here for 90 seconds. We're going to talk some more. Maybe we'll talk a little TV after this.
Okay.
Hey-o.
I think it'll be a good idea.
Orange is the New Black started again last night.
Back in 90 seconds from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, TomBernardShow.com. I have a good reason to be talking today to Mike Bryant of the law firm of Bradshaw & Bryant.
Other than I'm one of the nicest people you know.
Well, that too. Now, today I need some legal advice.
I'll do my best. We always do our best for all of our clients.
Okay, here's my problem. I think I have a libel case for you to handle.
Okay, give me the facts.
Okay, the facts are I've been accused of being a bigoted, racist asshole.
Okay. I think a jury would be convinced, based on your statement, that there is no place for racism, that you hired the first black co-host for a radio show in the market, and that you grew up in North Minneapolis, that you couldn't, by any stretch of the imagination, be guilty of racism.
Well, thank you for that.
Easy money for Bradshaw & Bryant. The facts show the person was uttering the canard, had libeled you, defamed you, and damaged your reputation.
And he also called me an asshole. What can you do for me there?
Honestly?
Well, yeah, of course.
In libel, truth is an affirmative defense.
You mean if I am an asshole and he calls me an asshole, I have no complaint?
I'm just saying.
I'm with Dan Chesky from Dan's Southside Marine. What you'll like is the entire family's there. The entire Chesky family's over there. You have everything, even though you're indoors, there's a dock you walk along.
Yeah, we put a dock right down the middle of the showroom, and that makes it easy to get on and off all those pontoons. And yes, you're right. The family is completely there. We consider everybody that works for us family. It's a great group of people that work there. I really appreciate their help.
I liked everyone but you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you,
ah, thank you so much. No, it was nice to actually go, because you have everything from fishing boats to...
Yep, fishing boats.
Whatever you
need. Fiberglass runabouts. We got ski boats. We got deck boats. We've got it all. Plus, we've got the Connolly line of accessories for water sports. You know, we've got their full line of water skis, wakeboards, tubes, ropes. You name it, we got it. And we got a complete ship store, too.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine doesn't have her headphones on, neither does Alex. They've got their own conversation going. The shock of the goddamn century.
Hey, yeah, hi, yo.
Alex, I swear to God, if you don't stop eating on the goddamn show.
He's going to backhand you.
You have food in your mouth right now.
But am I chewing?
Oh, I'm going to have
Alex,
a donut if
you.
I'm not talking with
Bob Marley
chewing.
Was very funny yesterday, by the way. Bob Marley,
I heard him
the comedian.
On your... I heard him on your show this morning.
Oh, that's right. I was having...
This guy from Maine, he talks like this. And when he tells his jokes, it's hilarious. An Irish kid. My father was 6 foot three, weighed 360 pounds, and he was not muscular.
Did he explain why he doesn't go by Robert?
He does not go by... There he is! You know, it's for the second time in my life I've ever seen you without a hat. He's always got a twins cap on.
I'm just trying to accept that I'm going bald, so I'm not wearing a hat.
Here we go. Alex, have you ever met Throttle?
I think
maybe
in Vegas.
In Vegas. We're going to do about 10 more minutes of this episode, and then we're going to kick into another episode. You know Rusty Gatenby?
Hey, never met. How are you?
Throttle me, Bill. I got. Well, I may as well, since Throttle came in, I got to tell you. So... 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was, Mitch Dolan, who was the president of ABC, is a good friend of Catherine and mine. So he calls us and said, why don't you come out and we'll do like a Christmas dinner at my house And Vince Flynn and his wife were there.
Oh.
And Brian Williams, NBC's Brian Williams, was there, right? So I told Bill this when I got back. So I'm sitting there talking to Brian Williams. And just a hell of a nice man. Really, really good
guy. Seems nice, yeah.
He's a tremendously nice guy.
Yeah, he's really nice.
So he goes, well, so Tom, you're going to be out here for about a week. I said, yeah. And he goes, well, are you going to do the best of, or is Throttle Me Bill going to host the show?
It's kind of a thrill.
Yeah, I would imagine. You got Brian Williams. Well, how about Throttle Me? But to hear Brian Williams say, well, it's Throttle Me Bill going to host the show.
Nice.
That was about 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, about that.
I think, God, that was a great dinner. It was a wonderful dinner. Since then, Fareed screwed the company out of about $45 million, and...
Ooh.
Vince unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ. I mean, did you get to know Vince at all?
I interviewed him before the first book was published. I went to his little
Term
house.
Limits?
And, yeah.
Really?
Sat down, and he was the bartender who was wanting to be a novelist.
At O'Gara's, right?
Yeah, and then we touched paths throughout his writing career, and then he got too big for me. And he was very nice. Always nice.
He was always
his
great
success
guy.
Was great.
It was. There's no question. I sold all the movies to CBS, all the books to CBS to make movies on it. The whole deal. Just while he's hanging up there.
Oh, good.
There he is, right there. His picture.
Still can't believe it.
I know.
It's hard to believe, but you know that's going to be a year in about 10 days, right?
Wow.
Really?
Wasn't it on Father's Day? I think he died on Father's Day last year.
It says his date. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, he was a great guy and a great sense of humor.
No question. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, funny guy.
There's no doubt about it. He thought I was insane, which means he was a smart guy, too.
But perceptive.
In any case, I'm going to do a promo for Mishki, and then we're going to talk some dinner theater.
Yeah.
Right after this with Rusty Hate Me. The fourth installment of the Mishki Roadshow takes us up to Hibbing, Minnesota, on a trip back in time to the days of Bob Dylan's youth. The trip continues south as Mishki finds people from Dylan's past to visit with, including a pal that went to summer camp with Dylan in Wisconsin, where they stole a car together, and also under the streets of St. Paul, where the pair almost got arrested looking for hookers. It's all in the Mishki Roadshow, available free at iTunes or at MishkiRoadshow.com. Now, Throttle, is this your lunch hour?
I'm off for the day.
Oh, so you're good to go. You're not in any hurry to get out of here, because we'll probably go to 3 o'clock. You are?
It'd be good if we could wrap this thing up pretty quick.
Yeah, because you got such a busy schedule.
You know what I'm saying. I have a race this evening. Thank you very much.
Where?
You never told me about.
You're running?
I'm running the electric run.
So let me ask you a question, Alex. I just picked up some information that you're having a slumber party.
At our house.
At our house.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me.
I find out today she had a slumber party at our house.
Wow.
Slumber party.
Yeah.
But what do you care?
It's my house.
Are you using my bedroom for? Are you?
I
plan on quilting up there.
Dad has turned that into a Zen meditation studio.
I want a Zen meditation studio so badly.
You know who has turned it into a dojo is Jude. He's up there in a goddamn...
He's turned it into a pee and poop dojo. That's what he's turned it into.
There.
Yeah.
He did poop there once.
He did?
And in front of my bedroom door, it's nothing, but you can tell he's just been...
Because once I found a poop in there, I shut the door.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to go back in there.
Let me in.
He goes upstairs. There's a dance studio up next to Alex's bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And so therefore it has a wooden floor.
Yeah.
And he's up there... playing with a ball.
Sliding
it's
around.
It's so goddamn loud. It's
hilarious. Yeah, he's psychotic.
Unbelievable. In any case, so Chan Hassen Dinner Theater.
Yeah, we went to their new show that's going to be in town at the Chan Hassen. We went to it last week, and it's going to be there all summer long. But first of all, as we were talking, I think it's a Minnesota treasure that we have the Chan Hassen Dinner Theater. There's not many left.
No, you're absolutely
no,
right.
There was a time 25 years ago or whatever where there were hundreds of dinner theaters.
Right.
I think the United States is down to like a handful now.
And really?
Yeah, just a handful.
That's too bad.
It's a difficult arithmetic to balance the finances of having, you know, a restaurant and a theater. You know, how good is the acting going to be when, you know, you're a dinner theater?
Right.
Well, of course, we've proven with people like Amy Adams that the acting talent is quite strong at the Chan Essen Dinner Theater. So anyway, they have the Broadway version of The Little Mermaid.
I just read The Little Mermaid book to my nanny kids yesterday.
Aww.
Very exciting.
They like The Lion King, they've added music, you know, to make it a Broadway musical. But it's a lot of fun. And like The Lion King, I don't want to give too much away, but some of the action happens right in the audience, right in front of you.
Ooh, I want to go.
Right next
to
you.
Let's go.
You should go. It's going to be there all summer long. They wanted me to tell you that there's actually, Alex, you're probably not going to qualify. If you're under 17, you can get in for $20.
I can look under 17. I haven't changed much.
When one adult buys a ticket, you can get your kid in for $20, and that includes dinner and a show at the Chan Essen Dinner Theater.
Let's
and you call them for more details. So that's pretty good.
That's really good.
If you're a mom and a dad and you want to take your kids to the theater.
You remember the Carlson Celebrity Room and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Carlton. That was like the heyday of...
Yeah.
Of those things.
Yeah.
Making a revival, and then all of a sudden they just died off.
You know what else is charming? They've done some remodeling, but boy, not a lot. So you walk into the Chan Essen, it's like walking back in time. I remember, you know, being 10 years old going there for the first time, and they're 45 years now. They're celebrating.
You know, to show you how comedy has changed in the past 40 years or whatever it's been now. When did Caddyshack come out?
Oh, yeah, that was
79
or 80, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe
I was in high school.
35 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw Rodney Dangerfield at the Carlton Celebrity Room.
1980,
there you go. I saw Rodney Dangerfield at the Carlton Celebrity Room when that movie came out. He was on fire. God, he was huge, right?
Yeah.
Just huge. And I remember somebody heckled him.
Ooh.
And to show you how comedy has changed... This guy yelled out, "Hey, Rodney, why don't you get a real job?" And Ronnie says, "I got a real job, getting fags for your brother." No, comedy has changed.
Wow. Yeah, wow. I was expecting a mother joke. That took a whole detailed turn there.
So I don't think you're going to hear that.
No.
In live comedy.
Yeah, the act may still go on, but just different words would be used.
It's a different deal, man.
Jeez.
Totally different. Well, you know, we talked about the Don Rickles thing.
Yeah.
There's no way he could get away with that now.
No.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
You know, that whole, guys, the band's got a black guy in it, so that means we're going to fail miserably. Dave Coulier was talking about that, you know.
Oh, man.
Just say bizarre things.
I still have to see that roast that just came out with Jerry Seinfeld and everyone.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just old jokes, is it?
I don't know.
It's a lot of old, so old jokes.
Is it? Oh.
I hope not.
It's star-studded, though, and
Are you staying for the second part, or are you going home?
I gotta go home.
Okay, well, then I'll ask you this now.
All right.
The Beatles tribute, the Grammy tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine, I finally watched it. I hated it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
You don't want to see it.
I don't?
It's a bunch of other people singing Beatles songs.
Yeah.
I know that. Well, no, it's the Beatles. They're secretly
John
Lennon's alive.
They were different.
Same thing with George.
It was different arrangements of the songs.
Is it like the Cirque du Soleil Elvis thing where everything just sounds different,
yes,
but they're using the same
terrible
words? Oh,
yeah.
I hate that.
Katy Perry.
She butchered
I heard
that.
Her.
Oh.
That, that's the only thing that I heard. And
she
was like,
this too.
Oh, boy.
Yesterday.
Well, that's how I walk around. Every day.
It was
for me the
moment that made it worthwhile was that shot with Ringo on the drums and Paul singing toward the end of the show.
Oh, no, we didn't make it that far.
Oh, you turned out.
No,
there
like,
was toward the end they were playing some stuff and you're like, "Oh, if only George and John were still alive." Could you imagine?
Oh,
could you even imagine that tour? Because you know what would have happened at this point. If those two guys were still alive, you know they would have said, "Come on, for old time's sake, let's do this."
They should have like a hologram of both of them.
I'm sure they will at some point. Yeah. They did Tupac for Pete's sake.
They would have so much money.
I couldn't even imagine what venue would they have. This weekend, the Beatles. Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
That ticket would have been...
I would spend all of the money.
Right.
You know what? We just saw, last month, saw Rain at the State Theater, which is a tribute.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
It was phenomenal.
Really a fun show.
Yeah.
And two of the guys are Mexican. Did you know that?
No, I
didn't. They are?
Yeah, Paul and is it
I think John.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
My nanny, one of my nanny kids is I play the Beatles when we're in the car driving from place to place, and I played All You Need Is Love last week. Aww. And now every single time we're in the car, can you play Love? Play it again. Please again. Please.
Which,
it's like all she wants.
You mentioned
to
the
to.
Elvis show. I thought Cirque du Soleil's Love. Have you seen that?
Oh, phenomenal.
Only five times.
Eight times. I can't not
when that
go.
Curtain drops and they,
when
I
everything
get
happens,
when
the entire
opens.
Thing
so
is the
good.
Best thing in the world.
Yeah. Elvis. Did you see the Elvis one?
Did not see the Elvis one. And I'm
well,
a huge
I think
Elvis
it closed,
fan.
Didn't it? It closed.
It closed. Yeah, it only closed. Lasted like a year.
It was horrible.
It was not Elvis. It was they had a black woman singing all of
Elvis. It was all other people singing Elvis' songs.
And it wasn't even real Cirque du Soleil stuff. It was just kind of like people parading around. It was just dumb.
You know, parade around show.
Real quick, I saw a show. I don't know if you saw it. It was years ago at the state. At the state fair, at the grandstand. Elvis's band, his orchestra, they were all still alive. So they all got on stage just the way they did during the Hawaii episode, or via the satellite,
live from Hawaii.
Yeah. So it's the same setup, the same band members, and then there was three screens. Two of them were live cameras. The middle screen was isolated footage of Elvis, and he sang on recording to a live orchestra.
Yeah, that would be great.
And at one point, even introduces the band. You know, on stage is just
really?
An empty mic with a spotlight on it. But on the middle screen, now I'd like to introduce on the drums Ronnie Tutt. And there's the
and there
old Ronnie
was.
Tutt.
Oh, wow.
It was cool.
Now you're going to be with us every Friday.
I'm going to be with you every Friday.
God damn it.
Whether we like it or not.
I don't know if I'm going to do any.
More like.
I don't know if I'm going to do any more midnight screenings. Hey, now.
Just kidding.
Boy, I tell you, is it Throttle? When is Treasure Island?
Next Friday.
You have to pull the mic closer to yourself.
Get it together.
There you go. You'd think you worked in radio.
So
what
about
Treasure
today.
Island?
How about this for my week next week?
Oh, no. What are you doing?
Okay.
Life's so hard.
Wednesday. I can't talk much about it, but on Wednesday we're shooting the first episode of a new TV show that I'm going to be on.
What? Tell me everything.
Well,
the mics
tell you
are
later.
He sings,
on Wednesday,
he dances,
then I'm coming
plays
to
the
record
harmonica,
commercials with Mishki. Then on Thursday, I'm doing this show till 5 o'clock. I have to get in my car, drive to Treasure Island.
Resort
and casino. Treasure Island. Do a reception down there, go to bed, get up, do the morning show at Treasure Island Friday morning. They'd be back here by 1 o'clock or 1:30.
Why are you going to Treasure Island?
Because we're doing a Halfway to Vegas promotion.
Why don't you just stay down there?
Oh. Yeah.
To do the podcast from down there? Why would I
or
do
just
that?
Skip doing the podcast.
No, I'll be fine. I'll leave the podcast at 10 o'clock. I could be up here by 1:30.
Who are you going with?
The whole morning show is going. Are you
well,
going?
But like friendship wise.
Who's everybody's
he
has going,
no
aren't they?
Yep, everyone.
I'm
that's
his
what
friend.
I thought. All right, we got to get off the air here because Rusty's got to get going, and we'll be back in 7 minutes with part two. Throttle me, Bill.
Bill
is our very special
Throttle
guest.
Me,
Alex.
Bill.
Alex is all excited about it.
I might cry, just burst into tears at any moment.
It's a positive
because of the joy.
We will be back in 7 minutes. Part two with Tom Bernard Show.com.